This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block, starring Corey Majors and his special guest, Kyle Yeomans.
Yeah, we do have Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com right now on the line with us. Kyle, how you doing today, man?
I'm great, guys. Was that the perfectly timed drop in there? The drop from earlier than Sean and RJ? Was that just perfect?
No, that was me. I was recreating that drop.
Oh, dude, that was like spot on. That was really good.
Thank you.
You had me fooled. I thought Alec was just like dialing it up.
Yeah, Alec said last night on Twitter that he only plays stupid sounds. Which I disagree with. I think sometimes they're pretty good.
So. Okay.
But hey, Kyle, I'm very interested in this game because obviously it's a chance for the Cowboys to go up. It's a chance for the Cowboys to be right there and at 3-2. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out exactly how they do this because in Pittsburgh it seemed like its points have been very difficult to come by. And I feel like the Cowboys have to score some points in order to win this one because I don't know if I trust their defense enough.
Yeah, especially with the injuries on that side. I think it starts with running the football. If they can establish the run, which, of course, we've talked about on this show so many times already, but they've struggled to do so to this point in the year. If they can establish it and try and find some instance of a ground game, then I think they'll have some success because it sets up play action. It allows for the wide receivers to maybe build some separation without Brandon Cooks in the fold. And it's the first domino that I think needs to fall for this team to have some success coming up on Sunday. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be a game that if you're going to win it, you need to have at least maybe upwards of the high 20s, low 30s in terms of points to get there. And the Cowboys haven't necessarily done that outside of the one matchup against Cleveland to this point in the season. So I want to see more from this offense because with the defense and the way that they've struggled to this point and now missing Micah and missing DeMarcus Lawrence and Trayvon Diggs popping up on the injury report yesterday, all of these things aren't necessarily pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, without Cooks on the offense, too, and Jerry this morning was talking about Jalen and Jalen. He was confused by all the Jalens, Kevin. That's what
yeah.
was going on there. He was like, there's so many Jalens on this team.
Me too.
But when he was going kind of through that list, I was like, man, it's CD and then a bunch of other guys. But I feel like there's the other guys do have some things they can flash. Can you kind of tell me what Tolbert and Brooks and Flonoy, what all they can add to this that you might not have seen so far with Cooks out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go kind of one by one here. I mean, Jalen Tolbert is your contested catch guy. You've seen it a couple times through his career, his tape at South Alabama, and part of the reason why they spent a third-round pick on him initially was because he is so good in traffic with somebody near him. And he's definitely had some lapses in that regard in the NFL, but in talking to him this week, he has this newfound confidence. And whether that's trust with Dak Prescott, whether that's trust within his own ability, I do trust him to go out and make some plays in traffic, whereas Jalen Brooks is more of your outside, lanky, lengthier route runner with some extra speed kind of mixed in between. And we've seen that on occasion. Unfortunately, one time against Baltimore, he had routed up his corner. I forget who was playing corner at that time, but he routed up the guy and then fell down. If he doesn't fall down, that's a first down reception, and maybe he's able to go for a little bit of yak yardage. But he's the one that's going to build separation because of his breaks, because of his route running, and the length that he has there. And then Turpin's your change of pace guy. Turp is the guy who, of course, has the speed and the ability to kind of move that agility. Use him in the flat. Use him out on the edge. Use him over the middle of the field. Mix and match him with the tight ends, Jake Ferguson, Brevin Stanford, Luke Schoomaker, some of these guys that you want to see more from in your tight end room. They're going to have to use these different skill sets to kind of make one complete packaged wide receiver that you can be, at least that Dak Prescott can have some trust in moving forward. Because right now, you're right, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's Jake Ferguson, and a bunch of dudes. Ryan Flannoy should make his NFL debut. He's a guy you can maybe use in the red zone a little bit, but you got to mix and match the skill sets of these players to be successful.
Hey, Kyle, since you mentioned the Ravens, what do you think about Devontae Adams posting a picture on Instagram of Edgar Allan Poe?
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you kidding me?
I haven't even seen that yet. That's interesting.
Do you think that means it's happening?
I don't know if that means it's happening, but I think that means that maybe Devontae wants it to happen, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just him saying, you know, maybe I'm just a big poetry guy. Who knows? Maybe I just like Edgar Allan Poe, and I'm throwing it out there. But no, I think that's an allusion to something. I like it.
That would make my trade for Lamar Jackson in fantasy football a lot better, obviously, Kevin, if that goes down. So
that's true.
I would feel a lot better about that whole, situation. All right, so.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If there is a soft spot in the Pittsburgh defense, which I don't know that there is, where would you try to attack that?
No, I think you're right. I think you're in a spot where you're looking at edge rushers that are efficient. T.J. Watt, of course, everybody knows what he can do. Alex Highsmith popped up on the injury report. I think there's something there that could maybe be a spot where Dallas can take advantage on the interior, but they still have some big-bodied guys inside, and that's kind of been the Mike Tomlin mindset since he's been there the last 17 years, is they want to control the line of scrimmage. So even if Highsmith's not available, I think there's still – a way to get it done. I think it's probably the second level. They have some youth there. They've been a little banged up with the linebackers. Peyton Wilson, I think he's a tremendous player, and I know Brian Broaddus has talked about him on your station quite a bit, and he was a big fan of his in the draft. And they waited till the third round to grab Peyton Wilson, and they did so, or the second round to grab Peyton Wilson, and they did so because of the injuries. He slipped down in that draft process, but his tape was first round caliber tape. So since he's healthy, he's still learning and kind of figuring things out, but I think there's a way you can maybe have some success at the second level, but that's really about it. They're strong pretty much everywhere else on defense.
Kevin's been he opened the show with, is the Cowboys defense going to be miserable? And then since then, I don't think anybody's been very excited. How are they going to generate pass rush? Or, like, I'm curious on that. Is it pass rush, or is it just, we just got to play sound? We're not necessarily going to be able to get to the pass or to the passer this much in this game.
No, I think it's the latter. I think it is. I don't think you're going to see the Mike Zimmer, let's throw Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence in the backfield and everything else will kind of figure itself out mentality. I mean, this is going to be containing Justin Fields. And I said this when Dallas was going up against Derek Carr, and I remember kind of getting some side eyes about it, but Derek Carr entering that matchup in week two was playing really good football, and he was taking care of the ball, and he was utilizing his receivers. The same can be said about Justin Fields and what he's done in Pittsburgh. He's been arguably over the last six games one of the more efficient quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's 4-2 in those matchups with kind of a tough game last week where his defense didn't help him out a whole lot against Indianapolis. So, yeah, I think there's ways to rush the passer, but that's not the mentality. That's not the number one priority for Mike Zimmer this week. It's keep things sound, keep Justin Fields contained. Don't let him beat him with your legs, just like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens did. Force him to throw the football and see if your secondary can have some success.
How would you use Overshown this week? Because I did throw out the idea at some point, maybe he can go after the passer a little bit. But what's the best use of what his talents are?
I still want him at the second level for the majority of the snaps. But he can play downhill, and that was one of the things I liked out of Texas that he did show was he was a converted safety that played linebacker, and yet he still has the body type and the athleticism to rush the passer if needed. But I would rather it be on in a blitz package. I don't want to necessarily see him line up on the edge as an outside linebacker or put his hand in the ground or anything like that. I want him to come downhill and headhunt. That's where I think DeMarvian Overshown is best, when he can utilize his straight line speed, his reading ability of in front of him. I don't want him necessarily reading backwards. I want him reading what's happening in the backfield as opposed to the second level, and use that to your advantage more so than maybe rushing the passer. If he's needed, it's going to be because you're not getting enough from Marshawn Neyland and Carl Lawson and some of these other guys that you're going to rush the passer with. So I hope you don't have to use it a ton, but it's certainly a possibility if need be.
Now, this question was asked, I think, in our second segment today. If you had your choice and you could only watch one for the rest of your life, pro football or college football?
I know I work for the Dallas Cowboys, but you guys know how much I love college football. I would watch college football all day, every day. I love the NFL, and I love sports in general, but if you're ranking my passion to watch as a fan, it's college football all day.
Well, you went to go speak to Hank's class this week, too, man. Really appreciate you always taking care of our mean green up there, man.
Yeah, and they've got a bye week this week, so it's a sad weekend for me. You know, I don't have as much college football to watch, which
you
is
have
unfortunate.
Triplets you have to spend some time with,
good
though.
Point.
Yeah.
That's fair, I guess. I mean, college football is fun, you know. No, I'm excited. Next week's going to be fun, though, because you got Red River in town. You've got some North Texas back on the field. I'm excited about the college slate next week, too.
Well, that's great stuff, Kyle. Thank you, man, very much for hopping on with us. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.